The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You don't have to live with chronic pain. Downtown's Health can show you a better way. Joint pain, back pain, pain that sits and waits. Downtown's Health offers an alternative with physical and regenerative therapy. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.
It is December 9th, 2022. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Alpha Kanawa, NYC Demon Diva Issa tonight to talk about SmackDown and Rampage. A very exciting evening. A lot happened. Developments galore. So much to cover. But before we dive into all the sweaty goodness, Alfred, what is going on in the news?
Oh, Uncle Howdy, everything is going on in the news. Of course, on Tuesday, we reported that Naomi and Jade Cargill showed up at a basketball game randomly. But there are no coincidences in the wrestling business because the day after that, Saraya announced she's going to have a mystery tag team partner to debut a month from now in my backyard of Inglewood, California at AEW Dynamite, where I will be sitting on the floor with my brother. And a day after that, it was announced that Sasha Banks will reportedly be attending New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 17, and it is not known yet whether she's going to be there as a guest or a wrestler. Ooh. With all that said, New Japan has a relationship with AEW, so Issa, when can we expect to see Sasha Banks in the near future?
Wait, they're allowing women to wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom? I'm sorry.
They are. It is a new thing. It's a fair question. It is a new thing, but they are finally letting women wrestle in New Japan Pro Wrestling. It only took us 100,000 years.
Wow. We're making progress here, huh? I mean, if you're going to make a first time, that would be a big bang, right? Having Sasha Banks perform at your big event in the big Tokyo Dome. Guaranteed minimum 10 stars just because it's so historic. It's at the Tokyo Dome. I mean, it's meant to be.
All the stars.
That's not sarcasm or anything.
How many stars did you give that match, Glenn?
How many what?
Stars.
Well,
stars. Oh.
It's tough. I mean, on what scale? You know, what were we talking about?
Let's go 1 to 97.5. No. 1 to 97.75 stars. You got to get those quarter stars in. That's what's important.
It's true.
The quarter stars are the ones that mean the most.
It might be literally off the scale. It might be literally off the charts. Wow. Could be great. I mean, now we're sure it's not happening in Inglewood, though. I've heard Inglewood is up to no good.
Inglewood is always up to no good. That has been a rumor since the 80s, but... But it's still fun. You know, that's what makes it fun. That's what gives it some personality. And I feel like that Dynamite in Inglewood is going to be a fun time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, wrestling is at its best when it's unpredictable.
Yes.
By the time
it gets to January, I feel like the rumors will be out there. And it's looking like the early favorite to be that mystery tag team partner will be a Sasha Banks, maybe a Naomi. Maybe they'll all show up. Who knows? But it's just been going back and forth to where we've heard stories when Triple H took over that Sasha and Naomi had reconciled with WWE. They were internally listed back on the roster. And then we heard that Sasha had changed her name back to Mercedes. And now we're hearing that Sasha might be on her way to AEW. So whatever happens, I'm just going to sit back and watch and just hopefully be surprised. You know, I think the Royal Rumble would be the biggest pop she would get. But if I'm there in LA, AEW Dynamite, Sasha shows up, I would be all here for it.
Here's the problem, though. If it's not Sasha, it's not Naomi. Who could it possibly be that's worth building up for a month that the crowd isn't going to like throw lit garbage into the ring?
A great question.
Because again, like if CM Punk hadn't showed up when we thought he was going to, that wouldn't have gone so well.
AJ Lee will be the person that I will say people wouldn't be mad, but with a relationship to CM Punk, I'm not sure that that's the person we're going to get.
Probably not AJ Lee. Probably not. Charlotte, I don't know.
Flair.
Probably not Charlotte.
There's really, if you're going to build Charlotte a
for
a month.
What? Charlotte Flair? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if that's the only person, I'm just thinking of a list of people who could show up and be worth a 1 month build in AEW. Charlotte's on that list. She ain't showing up in AEW.
Now, if you were wanting to introduce the monster heel into AEW and it was Tessa, that'd be a good way to do it.
Let's go. Throw Tessa in there. You know, there's nothing wrong with heels. There's nothing wrong with being booed. There's nothing wrong with using real life hatred to get heat on somebody. This business is about heroes and villains. And if Tessa Blanchard goes out there and gets showered with the boos because of the controversy that surrounds her, they can lean into that and they can create a program.
People are saying, Dylan saying Saraya's mother. I mean, man, I would feel really bad if that was that. I mean, it's if you're not a heel that's coming in and you're not coming as a monster heel, that is going to be the worst possible spot to debut in.
I mean, Chris Statlander, is she on her way back? I know she's on the mend, but I think she's at the 4 month mark. So I mean,
she's
like
home
return
for the holiday, so she's probably Pluto or Jupiter, Uranus.
That's where I heard she was.
Yeah, it's really nice this time of year.
Nia Jax, War Hero 99, saying like it's got to be a heel if it's not.
I mean, Nia Jax, and you know what? It should be a former WWE person because the storyline that they've been telling with Saraya is that Saraya likes to say, this is my house. Britt Baker has very accurately countered by saying, no, this is my house. I built it brick by brick. And really, they need to have Saraya be a heel. Like, you cannot have these former WWE people come in here as the baby faces who are kind of kicking their feet up on AEW's couch. People want to side with Britt Baker and the AEW talent. If you saw that match, you know, there was some support and a lot of support for Britt Baker based on how this story is being told.
Look, I'm gonna just tell everybody how I prepare for everything in life. Every single day, I wake up and I expect the worst. So don't expect Sasha Banks. Don't expect anything. Expect
the worst. Who's the worst?
And then,
who's the worst, Issa, in this situation?
It's gonna be like, you know.
Yeah, you're afraid to say. You don't want to name a name.
No, but I'm just gonna say, do not hype yourself up. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. If you expect the worst, not just here, everything in life, you either don't get disappointed or sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. That's the way to handle life. You're welcome.
I'm fully expecting Sasha Banks. And if she does not show up, I will ask Ticketmaster for my money back. And I will at them.
I'm
going to
fight Ticketmaster as soon as we're done with the stream. I'm fighting Ticketmaster.
Yeah, so I'm going to sick Issa on them. But listen, a lot of drama going on in AEW. It's looking like, listen, and this is good for the wrestling world because we got William Regal going to WWE, Sasha going to AEW. We had the drama with Cody. I think this is all good for wrestling long as WWE and AEW are staying healthy and able to kind of trade these blows. I think this is great content and fun for pro wrestling. But
absolutely.
Not so fun for AEW is more Warner Media Discovery news. And the latest on that front is that the president of AEW Broadcast Networks is gone. Warner Brothers has been chopping heads. I heard Wonder Woman has gotten canceled after Batwoman did, and now Variety is reporting. Nancy Daniel, she's a longtime executive with Discovery, an AEW advocate, just like Brett White's, which is the same situation, who loved wrestling. She's been removed from her post as of Friday, and her duties included content oversight for TNT and TBS. So another sign, in addition to all these budget cuts, in addition to all these top executives who are really in the corner of AEW being removed from their power, that I do think Warner Brothers Discovery likes AEW and wants to continue to create contract. But between the budget cuts and the fact that I think there's a cap on how much they're willing to spend, and the fact that a lot of these AEW advocates are being removed, AEW between now and 2024 is probably going to have to scramble to find something else, if not to just create a bidding war, if not to just get more money. But it doesn't sound too good for WarnerMedia and AEW, Glenn.
We'll see. I mean, this is where a Sasha Banks could help.
Oh, yeah.
Mia Lee in the chat saying Lita was supposed to do something with AEW before.
Ah, see, that would be a name that I think people would freak out.
I was just talking about how much I enjoy Lita versus Becky Lynch. Doesn't even get talked about anymore because so much madness has happened, you know, this year. But that would be good. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Lita, I think, would be a satisfactory payoff. Big deal.
I think that would be very good. And those legends, you never know what's going on with their contracts, whether or not they would be let out. And just so that would be something that I think would be a Lita, Trish, maybe, who knows. But yes, it's not going to be Nancy Daniels. I'll tell you that. And I hope that she lands on her feet and stuff like that. But she will not be the reveal for the Sasha or Saraya match. So best of luck to her and AEW coming up with these negotiations. I hear nothing but bad news. You know, they're threatening to cut the NBA. And if they're threatening to cut the NBA, even if AEW does get that deal, you're on half a network if the NBA is gone. So they better pray that Warner Brothers stops at some point with these cuts.
Yeah.
But WWE is adding to their roster, and it looks like John Cena, as was announced today, is set for an upcoming SmackDown appearance. Are you guys excited about that?
Glad that kid's finally getting an opportunity in the world of professional wrestling.
Young stars.
Nobody asked for this. Nobody asked for this.
You guys don't want to hear the
I love John Cena. I think it would be great if he came back and did another stretch, even a short arc, get somebody over. I mean, the feud with Bray in the Firefly Funhouse match was phenomenal. Great feud with AJ. I mean, he's done some really good stuff. You know?
Issa, tell me, who would you want John Cena to feud with at WrestleMania? And it seems like, you know, all hands will be on deck, so you don't have to limit it to the main roster. But is there anybody who strikes you as somebody who you want to see John Cena face?
I did enjoy his feud with Seth Rollins back in 2015. I really did think they really turned it up. I love the promo battle. Actually, the video package for their SummerSlam match is still one of my favorite all-time video packages. So I'm going to throw Seth Rollins in there. If we're not going to put him in the main event yet, I think he's doing work to get a big match at WrestleMania. That could be a good one.
That's odd. I think I remember that feud in 20 when he broke his nose. That was a very good feud.
Yeah.
John Stewart was involved great. In that.
Yeah, shut up.
Let's not talk about
a good match, man. And, oh my God, Seth Rollins came out dressed like an angel in all white, and Barclays went crazy, and you didn't know who the babyface was because everybody was rooting for Rollins that night, and stupid John Stewart. Anyways.
Yeah, that was...
it was still an excellent match. It was still an excellent match, even with that.
Even with John Stewart?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Expect the worst.
Except the worst. Well, this isn't the worst, especially to Issa. There's backstage news on how Roman Reigns will be booked at WrestleMania 39, which will be right here in my backyard of Inglewood, California. Not Hollywood. Don't get it twisted. Not enough homeless people for it to be Hollywood. Inglewood, California. And it's going to be an exciting event. And there's now talk that The Rock and Cody could be figured into this equation, with each getting a shot on one night of WrestleMania. But it looks like they're leaning toward Roman Reigns working both nights and having him wrestle The Rock on one night, Cody on the other night. I mean, there has been a lot of talk of this. I don't know if I'm too big of a fan of that, only because night one, you're kind of going to assume that Roman Reigns is probably going to win, or they might do a gimmick where he loses both titles on each night, which I don't know how that's going to help him. But Issa, how do you expect this to go down?
Not with him losing both titles on night one, that's for sure. First of all, he has to main event both nights, and then we have to count it, which will make him an 8-time WrestleMania main eventer. That's GOAT status. Has your favorite done that? No, he hasn't. You don't even have to answer. I got you. Anyways, yes, I'm here for that. If I'm going to be there, I want to see Roman Reigns main event both nights, and I want to see him smash The Rock and smash Cody. Let him win both nights. Let him win both nights.
What's our bet, by the way? I need to set these parameters. It's just that I buy you know, five drinks.
When Cody gets eliminated by The Rock at the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
You can probably
it's
make a pretty...
five drinks, sir, and that's my warm up. Don't I say you have to pay for every drink every that drink? I have on a night out drinking? Yeah,
you could probably get 200-1 on a prop bet right now of that playing out with Cody and The Rock going over at the same time, and both of them beating Roman.
Nobody's beating Roman, Glenn. Please stop.
I mean, that would be
what's wrong with you.
Are it's
you
good okay? that you're here. I would take you to the best spots in terms of you know mental. Health and preparing and coping. And
I said that. Oh my God, Alfred, somebody asked on my stream today, what am I going to do if he loses both nights? And I was like, I'm going to have to be put in a mental hospital for a while. It's going to, and I'm going to be sitting there with the jacket, just lifting the one up in the air, just like going like this. It's not going to be pretty. So,
okay, well, I know some good ones in Inglewood. I'll show you exactly where to go.
Calvin, $5 super chat. Stop gaslighting the AEW call, Alfred. Sasha ain't showing up in AEW.
Sasha Banks at AEW Dynamite, January 11th. I cannot wait.
That's my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
There you go.
What so else you're gonna going to be the mystery on? Person then, Issa. Oh,
yeah.
You think I'm going to spend my birthday at AEW?
Well, that is your news, ladies and gentlemen.
Very exciting. Very exciting news. Wow. So, tonight...
Roman is not dropping a title at WrestleMania, okay, Chad? Last week, you were all like, oh, I can't wait to see Aaron Judge play for the Giants. You were all wrong, and you're going to be wrong again this time.
$360 million for Aaron Judge, and White Jesus is going over at WrestleMania. I don't know against whom, but he's going over.
There you go.
The top rope at the Royal Rumble by The Rock. Anyway. I'm sorry, Glenn, go ahead.
The Usos opened the show, taking on the Brawling Brutes for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Usos winning, even with them making a big deal about how long their reign was. They still retained. Sami Zayn was there. Sami has a shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees right now, raising money for Sami for Syria.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice that WWE gave him permission to do that. But what did you think of tonight? I mean, the Bloodline sort of running in place. I think the big news tonight in the Bloodline is that Sammy was told it's going to be a big week for him next week, so he should trim his beard with and with a number three, like calling out the razor length to use.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to go all the way into a zero and just like be clean shaven?
Do you think this is part of a long game to get him to get the tribal tattoos?
Oh, God, I hope it is. He has to get the shoot tattoos too.
I mean, if this were the Attitude Era, like, oh yeah. You know?
Didn't Goldust almost get breast implants?
Yes, that's the famous story. That's exactly what I was thinking of. If this was the Attitude Era, Sammy would already have cornrows.
Oh, I want to see it.
Like, it would just be very inappropriate. On many levels.
Don't let being treated for pain be a pain. Come to Downtown's Healthcare, 950 17th Street in Denver. Find out how to reduce pain naturally without surgery, without drugs. Call Downtown's Healthcare, 303-292-9992. Now in Lowry or downtown.
Yeah, but tonight, this was a really good match to open the show.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was a banger. We've seen it about 10,000 times, but I think everything's going to run in place, except for next week. I'm going to run in place because Roman Reigns is back next week. But I think everything's going to be running in place for a couple of weeks until we get through the holiday shows. And then things are really going to pick up. But it was a fun opener. They gave him a lot of time and it was great. Sheamus is having a hell of a year. I'm surprised he hasn't had a feud, a main event feud with Roman.
I agree. And I, as much as this match is predictable and nobody expected the Brawling Brutes to win, this crowd was great. And they were really hot for the Brawling Brutes. The Brawling Brutes have... like emerged as a really good babyface team. And I like seeing them compete. And Sheamus has been great. Butch has been awesome. I thought the match was a lot of fun. So they are running in place, but this is what I like about the Triple H era, because there are several long-term stories that they're going to be telling with Alexa Bliss, with Bray Wyatt as the long-term story. And now this Bloodline story, the way it's going to fold out with all its moving parts. And I like that. I don't think every single week needs to have something aggressive or some huge angle, but I do like if they are planning to build up to something big, it'll be a huge moment.
Remember when Road Dogg had dreadlocks? That's what I was thinking of. Oh, not braids, dreads.
Yeah.
I hope we get some kind of like a segment where the Usos take Sammy to get cleaned up, like an outside of the arena segment of the Bloodline taking Sammy Zayn to get all cleaned up. I'm excited for that.
Like the Dumb and Dumber scene when they're the thumbs up and the thumbs down.
I think it would be awesome. I'm very curious to know what's going to happen with Sami Zayn next week. They got me invested. Roman is going to be there. I don't know if I mentioned to you guys, but Roman is coming back next week.
Oh, is it coming back next? Roman?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns.
Yes. Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, the head of the table.
Head of the table. I think I've heard of that. That sounds
faintly
familiar.
Well, Kurt Angle was in the house tonight with Gable Steveson.
Ron I like Stamino. This as an introduction for Gable Steveson, and I really do think if he's going to be on TV, he needs Kurt Angle to be his mouthpiece.
Alfred, they've introduced him a million times.
Like, well, yeah, just to wave to the crowd, but this seems like he's finally going to be involved in storylines and as an actual talent, and he actually disappeared after they introduced him the last time, so I really don't remember it.
I know, and that's what's going to probably happen again.
He just goes away.
And then they'll introduce him twice, both nights at WrestleMania, and he'll disappear again like they did this year. You know how it is.
What, and what's with babyface Braun Strowman now?
Oh, yeah, he was a... I mean, he's always been a babyface since his return.
I didn't think that was like a babyface promo. He totally... He was condescending. He was like, aren't you at the Performance Center? If I was Gable, I would have, like, punched him right then and there. Like, I'm a medalist, bro. Like, shut up. What have you done other than wear red hot pants and get fired? Please.
He tweeted about flippy floppers. He did that.
Yeah,
he's controlling his narrative.
That was condescending. I didn't think that was a babyface promo. I know what like you're doing, bro. And I see right through you, bro.
It was like a passive aggressive kind of neighborly. Yeah. Like, oh, is that a 2020? Oh, it's just a 2016. Well, good for you.
I gotta be honest.
He acted like he didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Passive aggressive babyface would be a killer gimmick. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
We're not seeing that.
Agreed.
You know? Kelvin R. Alexander, $2. The Usos makeover segment. Yes, it's what we need.
They can shave his back.
He's not Danity Kane with the hairy back. Sammy's not that hairy.
Or FTR.
Yeah. So we heard from LA Knight.
Yeah.
The world's been waiting to hear from LA Knight.
Has it?
As proof, he was blindsided by Bray Wyatt, and Uncle Howdy showed up. I mean, is this feud good for anyone? Does anyone like this feud at this point?
I think it will be.
You think it will? When's it going to be, Alfred? Because this is like...
Maybe a month, but I'll tell you this. I like the fact that they're using LA Knight in this role with Bray Wyatt because they really do need somebody like LA Knight who can talk, because this feud needs a narrator. They need somebody to tell you what's going on, tell you about the Easter eggs that are being left behind. And LA Knight did a pretty good job kind of navigating those waters instead of WWE relying on us to know what's going on. So LA Knight just kind of narrating and spelling it out for the audience, I think helps this feud.
Okay. Issa?
Fair. I'm into it. I'm intrigued. I thought with what we saw play out later, you know, with LA Knight, I want to see what's going on. The mask. I thought it was so funny when he said, like, when he went to show the video and they showed the video of him being beat up already. He was like, no, not that. LA Knight is an entertaining guy. Bray Wyatt is advertised for the MSG, the infamous Day After Christmas house show in New York. So I'm very curious to know if this is just an appearance, like what they've been doing, or if they're going to actually have him wrestle, because then that will probably point towards they're gonna probably have a match in this field sometime soon. But I'm into it, Glenn. It's not, I mean, maybe I expect the worst, remember? So,
well, they probably booked the Day After Christmas because none of Uncle Howdy's family wants to spend the holidays with him.
Yeah,
poor guy.
You know, I don't know. Uncle Howdy is not gonna be able to afford a New York hotel that weekend, they're expensive.
Uncle Howdy depends on the kindness of strangers, or maybe he stays at the YMCA.
I mean, if he just sits outside of a building, he'll blend right in, even with the mask. That's what
it's true.
You know,
true.
He'll look normal compared to those people.
Yeah.
Nobody's
gonna pay attention in New York. We don't care.
Yes. We saw a video from earlier tonight. Shotzi grasping her wrist. She was attacked by Ronda and Shayna. Oh,
this was great.
Broken it's, hand.
Like, okay, this is where I give Ronda Rousey credit. Like, the fact that Ronda is just yucking it up now with Shayna, and they're doing this like mean girl bully gimmick and just making it a little silly and over the top. Like, let me just be 100% clear. This is beneath Ronda Rousey. But the fact that she's just diving into it with such like zest makes me appreciate it.
She's having fun. She's working with her buddy. Like, this is something that she probably, I would assume they probably wanted to do for a while. I've been waiting for the Shayna and Ronda pair up, and they're having fun with it, and I'm here for it. I love this segment. I thought Chelsea did a good job at selling it, and they were like, maybe she fell. I thought it was great. And I'm a fan of seeing outside things too, so.
I do like that Ronda Rousey seems like she's having a lot of fun, especially in this match when she painted her tongue blue to troll Liv Morgan.
I love that.
I think she's been great, very, very comfortable with Shayna. But I will say, it's beneath Shayna too. And when I heard on paper, this is around, what was it, Clash of the Castle, that it was like they were teasing that they're going to get together. And my hopes were going to be that they were going to be these just two killers, just like murdering everybody on the roster, being very serious. And while this is very entertaining, I kind of hope that they do go that route, because I think the money is in Ronda versus Shayna down the line. Absolutely. And if they're just yucking it up the whole time, I don't think there's going to be a lot of intrigue in them finally feuding. I think they should
both be joking. You don't have fun hurting people? It's fun sometimes.
I think they should have fun. I do think there should be a balance, but they need to be angry too.
Sorry, Glenn.
Then we had the Viking Raiders with Valhalla versus Legado del Fantasma with Sanchez Escobar and Zelina Vega. And this was interrupted by Hit Row getting some much needed payback.
Yeah.
A lot of talent. Okay. Let me be clear. There's a lot of talent among these three stables, but they have no idea what to do with any of them. And they're just going around in the circles. And this is death.
Yeah, but Hit Row needed this. Hit Row needed to look some, like, to get over on some kind of way, on some kind of segment. Maybe that's a John Cena match. Did you see Top Dollar's rap? I love that one. The rap that he did with the John Cena beat. Oh, so good.
And I gotta check that out.
How are they producing these music videos on social media every week and these bars every week, and they're not putting this on TV?
I don't know, but he must have a lot of times in his hand, because I barely have time to do anything. And he's putting on music videos every week.
He's running.
That in a bad way. But
you're not much of a freestyle rapper, Issa. You don't have the music in you.
What?
Oh.
Okay. Sheed Black. Thank you, Sheed. I was asking earlier. Stay tuned later tonight for Uncle Howdy, the results of the paternity test between Alfred and Byron Saxton, which really out of context really sounds this is a payoff for a long running misunderstanding.
Yes. It's going to be a big moment.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Can't wait.
I'm very excited for this.
Are you ready to find the truth?
My whole childhood will come down to this moment, essentially.
Okay. No pressure or anything. So speaking of Uncle Howdy, LA Knight was backstage looking around for Bray Wyatt, and he found a Bray Wyatt shirt hanging up in his cubby, took it, and the lights went off, and then Knight turned on the flashlight and came face to face with Uncle Howdy. So there you go.
This was a very triggering segment for me as a person who resides in Puerto Rico, and we lose power once every 5 minutes and you just have to put up your phone and go like this all the time. It triggered memories that I'm going back to that soon. But who was this person? They have very, very bright blue eyes, contact lenses, blue eyes almost. But that was not the Uncle Howdy mask.
Is it another character is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, do you guys think that the Royal Rumble is going to be just a great big troll job where like the first 10 to 15 entrants are like Bray Wyatt and then The Fiend and then Uncle Howdy and then Ramblin' Rabbit and then this character?
Yes, and Muscle Man Bray should win the Rumble.
Oh, that's the best.
Muscle Man Bray, how have they not brought that back? That was the best thing Bray Wyatt's done. But that's the best thing he has done ever in his career was Muscle Man Bray.
Wow, in his career?
Yes.
In his career, Glenn.
In his career.
Are you okay?
It's a hot.
Pull up your pants and do the Muscle Man dance. I mean, come on. Iconic. The Zubas. Great. Fernando Perez. Early predictions for the Rumble. Well, Muscle Man Bray. Muscle Man Bray wins.
No, Bad Bunny wins.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny wins the Rumble.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Gunther and Ricochet signed their contract for the Intercontinental Championship. Why did they need to sign a contract for this? This makes no sense.
So we can make a six-man tag player. Yes.
Well, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston came out ahead of their match tomorrow. Okay, I think this is storytelling, and I think they're going to not be able to compete tomorrow, and maybe Tyler Breeze comes back to face.
Wow.
Pretty deadly.
I don't understand how you're so hopeful about everything.
It's all I want out of life is
I know.
The Fashion Police to have a match against Pretty Deadly. All I want.
I think there's a chance Tyler Breeze shows up in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
that's maybe. Any consolation.
Maybe. I think he can make an appearance tomorrow. I think it could happen. He's doing a lot on YouTube. Still tight.
Somebody said Glenn is loaded up on milk and white energy.
I did have some vegan hot cacao earlier with the cashew.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Love me some vegan hot cocoa. Vegan marshmallows and everything. So contract signing was good segment. Well, they said Imperium can't perform.
Yes, that was the big joke they made. Here's the thing that's so funny. And we're seeing this in both companies. In AEW, they're doing this whole thing where it's like professional wrestling. Sports entertainment is bad. So the sports entertainers are the heel, but they're being entertaining. So they're starting to get over with these pro wrestling fans. Like Jake Hager in that purple hat is hilarious. He's been showing up everywhere with his shirt off and the purple hat. It's like the most over thing. They booed Cesaro for kicking it into the crowd. So the sports entertainment's getting over in that company. By the way, scissoring, is that pro wrestling or sports? No, that's sports entertainment. Scissoring's the most over thing they have in that company. Acclaimed is sports entertainment. That's getting over in AEW. And then we see this in WWE where it's pretty much the same thing except the pro wrestlers are the heel. So like Gunther cutting these serious promos about I'm a pro wrestler and it's not about entertainment. And New Day, the most entertaining team probably ever, are the babyfaces, which is how it should be. Pro wrestling is not better than sports entertainment, period. They need each other, but when it comes to drawing money, sports entertainment wins every time out.
Agree.
Yeah. Yes, Sergio has it correct. Two things I want to happen in WWE. Tyler Breeze returns, and they bring back Swerved on the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you talking about Swerved or Swerve Strickland's podcast that was on the WWE Network?
No, I'm talking about Swerved. In fact, I'm surprised Vince isn't like, I'm taking the rights to Swerved. I'm going to go do it on YouTube.
I'm good for it.
This is Vince playing really uncomfortable practical jokes. No, this was a good segment in this match. Imperium versus New Day and Ricochet. Really like this.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Very long, but it was fine.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. Fine. They gave it a lot of time. This show felt like we're just going to give this match, except for the women. I guess they took kind of copying AEW here with that. But yeah, they didn't give the women a lot of time in the ring, but everybody else got a lot of time. Including this match, but it was fun.
Yeah, New Day and Ricochet getting the win. Kurt Angle's birthday party was tonight.
Yeah.
Jason Jordan was there, his son.
There's been a lot of bad segments, you know, where they go backstage. Like, I wasn't a fan of the poker thing they did on Monday. And whenever WWE builds a show around these backstage segments, it's usually pretty bad. But this was funny. Like, Kurt Angle's a legitimately funny person, so a lot that he's involved in, he elevates it. But I thought the backstage segments were very good on this show, especially with the Jason Jordan giving him a child's drawing of his dad. That's the drawing that I gave to Byron Saxton. Oh,
no. We had the Bloodline celebrating with Sammy. And talking about he's got to shave that beard for next week, get cleaned up. Rey Mysterio rehabbing. It was great having Karrion Kross come in and go, hey, Ray.
Yeah.
okay, Karrion Kross is not as cool. Like, Karrion Kross gets less cool the longer he's been back in WWE. Like, not like he's out there wearing the helmet and the straps again. But this is not who it wants.
Tell me this segment didn't feel like Ray was in a therapy section. Like, he's just sitting there in the chase style, and then Karrion Kross is over there talking about Romania. Like, what was this?
Yeah, it was very long. And I agree with you, Glenn, but that's always been the thing with Karrion Kross, is he's all about mystique.
Yeah.
And he should not be sitting there cutting. Like, you're right. He said that was the least intimidating thing you could ever do, is him just sitting down, like, droning on about all this stuff. He's supposed to be this killer.
I want to Rey Mysterio to be like, are you done, bro? Because, like, we're having a birthday party and I really want to.
Yeah.
Ray wants some cake. Save me the corner, like, piece.
It was a very, very weird and odd segment. And I guess this is Carry On. I don't know. I'm telling you, the only cool thing he's done is the aggressive water bottle that he threw at Drew McIntyre at Clash of the Castle. That's his highlight so far.
When they flew him all the way to the United Kingdom to throw a water bottle.
Kelvin saying, check out NXT Level Up when you get the chance. Saw Ruka hit what might be the coolest finish I've ever seen.
Really? Yeah.
The crowd and commentary. Oh, the crowd and commentary booth was crazy. I wish I would have watched that instead of Rampage tonight.
I'll check that out.
Don't we all?
Well, maybe the second half of Rampage. That opening match was pretty dope.
It was.
Yeah, but you should check it out. Move was amazing. I saw it come across my social media and I'm like, holy shit, why doesn't she do that in actually NXT? Oh, because they have her lose, so she can't hit a cool finisher to lose.
Well, Liv Morgan and Tegan Nox tonight
defeated
Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
I love the video package for Tegan Nox before the match started, because I've been saying they need to introduce her better. Some people might not know her. She wasn't on the main roster for that long. So I'm excited that they gave time to tell us who she is. And it was an unexpected result.
Jesus Christ.
Justin Lopez. No.
Karrion Kross is here trying to play Gary Oldman's Jackson from True Romance. I just watched that again like a week ago, and I was like, you couldn't do this today. There's so much in that movie you could not do today, but Drexel in particular, you could not do today.
By the way, I'm watching Sol Ruka's finisher. Bam! I just watched for a third time.
So
that
good.
Is incredible.
So good.
I'm not even going to say what it is. You guys got to see it for yourself. It's really good. Excellent.
Yeah, it is. It is. I love Ronda's mannerism making fun of Liv Morgan, and I thought the finish was unexpected. I didn't think that the babyfaces were going over Shayna and Ronda. So overall, I thought this was only 4 minutes, but I thought it did a lot for a lot of people here. So
yeah, and I do think they kept it short to protect Tegan Nox, because she's had several, as we know, serious knee injuries, and so she's probably just working her way back. Who knows when the last time she wrestled was, so I think they did do it short to protect Tegan Nox, and I liked it. I thought this is the best Ronda we've seen in a while in terms of just how comfortable she was in her personality.
You okay, Glenn?
Saw Ruka's finisher. Good lord!
Right? It's a great finisher.
Yeah,
Randy Orton might have a problem with it, but who cares?
I mean, that makes the RKO look like garbage. Like, that's so much cooler. There's so much cooler version of that.
Uh-oh.
Don't talk about the RKO like that. Come on.
RKO is kind of basic.
Yeah, DDP already did that.
True.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So Kurt Angle celebrated his birthday and he was interrupted by the Alpha Academy. Man, Otis and Gable, Chad Gable getting a main event segment on SmackDown.
Otis and the freaking tie to his neck.
Yeah.
What was that? And that cake, somebody like gave that baker's number to Jay Cargill because she had a really shitty cake at her celebration and she could have taken some tips from this celebration.
Yeah, Jay Cargill deserved better than that cake, and this was the cake that she should have gotten.
Yeah, agreed. It was so cute, but I mean, we all knew where this was going, right? I thought they were going to let Kurt Angle talk a little bit longer before the interruption, but no, they came right out. But it was so wholesome. This whole segment just felt wholesome. Like you said earlier, Kurt Angle is legitimately a funny person. The old school milk truck. I thought this was all in good fun and entertaining. I liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. And they were like, they brought the truck out and then they started throwing milk bottles at him. Yeah. So I was thinking, what, do they not have the hose? This is going to be the worst thing ever. But then they did it, thank God. Because I thought that there was something where they weren't able to get a hose in the building and it would have been horrible.
They did botch going through the cake. Gable ended up dropping the cake instead of going through it. I thought that was funny. Oh my God, I laughed when Gable was like, I'm eating your metal and it tastes like disappointment. I was like, what?
That was very funny.
I know. It was a great segment. And like I said, wholesome, overall fun stuff.
Alpha Academy is in a good spot. They're in that heel role where whenever a legend comes in, whenever a celebrity comes in, they'll work together. But like you said, Glenn, they're in a main event segment. They get a lot of exposure. And I do think Alpha Academy is really good in terms of their performance.
So yes, we had Gable Steveson and Kurt Angle spraying Alpha Academy with milk as we went off the air.
Vulture talks is Kemp greater than Gable. That's not really a hot take anymore. I think that Gable has a lot to live up to now that his brother's come through and really done a great job in NXT. I'm actually looking forward to Kemp getting called up more than Gable. But Gable, I think, has a lot of potential, and they're going to give him a lot of chances, as they should. But he does need a mouthpiece and a manager, and I think Kurt Angle would be perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
So Rampage was pre-taped tonight.
Yes, it was.
And we opened with Moxley versus Takeshita. Shocker. Takeshita, pardon me. I always get in my head. I'm like, is it pronounced that way? And I'm always like, it's the other way. And then I'm always wrong. Every time. I pick the. It's like trying to put in a USB thumb drive. I'm going to be putting it in upside down.
Yep.
Whatever I think is the right way is always the wrong way.
You have problems.
Thank God for USB. I have problems putting it in the right way. Every time.
We've all been there.
Thank God for USB-C. No wrong way to put in a USB-C.
No wrong way to put in a BBC either. Okay.
No. Stop.
I'm sorry.
So, Takeshita and Moxley opened the show. Spoiler, Moxley was busted open at one point.
God, did he believe?
No. Moxley never.
He's got to stop doing that at some point, doesn't he? Like, it can't be healthy to bleed the amount. Like, God bless John Moxley for doing it. He's such a great bleeder. And, like, I think he definitely, as great as he is in this era, he's definitely for the other era. Like, he belonged in the territory eras. But, my goodness, this guy can bleed.
you got to do it. Like, you don't go see Billy Myers in concert and she doesn't play Kiss the Rain. You know, some things are just expected.
But you know what? Moxley never bled for CM Punk.
Why did my mind go there? Why did Kiss the Rain? Why was that my reference?
That's what I was thinking about the whole time I was watching Moxley leave.
Yeah, he's Billy Myers of professional wrestling.
Not me at all.
That is a good point. Go ahead.
He didn't bleed for CM Punk, so I was going to say maybe his gimmick is that he only bleeds for people that he respects as opponents.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like a shoot gimmick that he has.
Yeah. But if Moxley has a match and he doesn't bleed, did he really have a match? He's like the tree in the forest falling and people hearing it. Same thing.
This was really great, and the people are behind the Keshet. They were so upset when he didn't win. And it's one of these things, the exact same scenario they're in with Ricky Starks, where it's like all these rules where it's like, no, it's too early for MJF to lose that title. But I mean, you saw that promo from Ricky Starks. Like, that is the truth right now. And Takeshita was, these people were behind Takeshita 100%. It wasn't one of these like half and half, let's go Moxley, let's go Takeshita. These people in Austin, Texas wanted Takeshita to win that match. And when he didn't, they were not happy about it.
But you know what? When it comes to the Ricky Starks thing, because I loved what he did on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But one of my, if not my favorite story that AEW has told in the 3 years that they've been here was the Hangman Adam Page story. And they didn't pull the plug on him too early. And that's exactly what made that story so good. So I'm hoping that maybe not a copy paste of it, but maybe that's the route that we do take with Ricky Starks, where just because he doesn't win his first shot doesn't mean that he can't go on to become the top guy. And it could be a fun story to follow.
And I would love a copy paste of that, because it made Hangman Adam Page into a babyface, a top babyface perennially. So if they have that plan,
so
for
good.
Ricky
they
Starks,
did so good with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sega Genesis $20 saying Blood has a better record against John Moxley than the Harlem Globetrotters have over the Washington Generals.
That's amazing. That was worth it. That was a $4 super chat and a $20 super chat.
Incredible.
That was great, Sega Genesis. Oh man. So Moxley won that after confronted by Hangman Adam Page.
Speaking of.
Yeah, starting a fight with him after.
I'm excited for this feud, a nice little grudge feud without needing a title involved. You have two main eventers. This is going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
And I think we should see a heel turn from Jon Moxley before this match, and Hangman should be the babyface, because there's been a lot of resistance against him lately.
He's not a heel?
Jon Moxley is not a heel. He's being treated like one, so he needs to just turn.
I thought he was, because the first time that Hangman came out to confront him, the first thing he says is like, you sure you want to do this again? You remember how it ended last time? Yeah, we know he was concussed and carried out. So
yeah,
I was like, I feel like Moxley knows what role he's playing. He did it at Full Gear. He knew the crowd was going to be behind MJF, and he worked that match like a heel. So I like Moxley being in this weird, you never know territory where he just knows his roles and works like that. So, but I see what you're saying, like take an official heel turn out.
He should. Not
far. Yeah, because William Regal's not here anymore.
Exactly. So
he could do, you know, he could go in his own way and do his thing.
Yeah, it would have made it weird if William Regal's still hanging around and he's got to pay that back. But at this point with Regal gone and they just kind of blew that off, and he's been booed lately now. This is MJF where he had to play the heel. This is Takeshita. And now Moxley's kind of established as a top guy who's gotten all these opportunities, and they want to see newer guys come up. So Moxley needs to be that gatekeeper as a heel. And we haven't really seen him play the full-on heel. He's never been a heel in AEW, has he?
No.
I think he'd be an amazing heel. He should do it.
Yeah. So Stokely Hathaway had the AEW news.
What?
This was awkward until the end. The thing with Keisha and Waffle House popped to me. But other than that, I was like, what's going on here?
Then, Hikaru Shida versus the Bunny for the Regina DeWave Championship.
For the what?
The what now?
I knew I was going to get it wrong. Say it the correct
way. I don't know what it's called. I genuinely don't know what you're talking about.
The Regina DeWave Championship. DI.
Oh, this is a pro wrestling wave championship. This is a real thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It sounds like college. Like she graduated college or something.
She went to Regina DeWave.
Yeah. Like a language app or like, you know.
Good for Regina. She's single, Regina DeWave.
You can find her at Applebee's. I don't know what this title is. No clue.
Well, Hikaru Shida still has it at the end of this.
Well, AEW doesn't have that many titles, so we really do need some new ones to be introduced. So I'm all for it.
Things that nobody said ever. Anyway,
I mean, it's a good match. It wasn't terribly long. I thought it once it got going, it was good.
Yeah, and Hikaru, she just very
That's
good.
What
and
she said.
But then Jamie Hayter came down to the ring and stared down Sheeta at the end.
Yeah, because the winner was going to be the number one contender.
Yeah.
Because Rosetta, whatever the name of the title is.
The Rosetta Stone title.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a great match. It's unfortunate they're not doing much to build it up, but Hikaru Shida and Jamie Hayter is going to slap.
Is that going to be on Winter is Coming?
I think it is, right? I think that's what they said. It's going to be at Winter is Coming, but you know they've got a lot of shows coming up, as Excalibur will tell you.
Oh my God.
Everybody's coming. My beer.
I miss Veer. That's the thing that of the Triple H era I don't agree with, is Veer going back to NXT. I was here for Veer getting that big push.
Yeah.
It was just videos, Alfred.
Yeah, but then he wrestled a couple of matches and he was intense and I liked him. I was always a big fan of Veer. I hope he comes back. And he keeps coming after that.
Never stop coming, Veer.
Yeah.
The horniest podcast in all of professional wrestling. Wrestling Inc. Mercedes
Martinez.
We should
keep that for Tuesdays because NXT is the horniest.
NXT is the horniest show. Like, by far. Mercedes Martinez and Athena are battling at Final Battle tomorrow. We saw a video.
I'm actually looking forward to this match.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night, we will have coverage of NXT Deadline and with Issa and I, and we'll talk a little bit about Final Battle.
Yeah.
That'll be great. I wish I could be there. I'll be out of pocket in San Diego. If you're in the area, come check me out at Comedy Heights.
I think you book these things sometimes just because you don't want to do the podcast.
1,000.
No, not at all. I swear I had this book beforehand. I would have done it with you guys, but you know.
Please. You're calling friends. You're like, hey, can you give me a slot tomorrow?
The next time there's two shows on the same day.
I'll MC. I'll MC. I don't need support. I'll MC.
I'll be in the crowd.
Lee Moriarty and Big Bill with Stokely Hathaway.
Big Bill!
I hate it.
Clayton Bloodstone and Izzy James. Big Bill!
I hate it.
I thought they were being ironic and just kidding around, and then they just kept calling him that, and I was like, oh no, that's his actual name now?
Big Bill.
It sounds Big like Bill. An old man that will be to politics.
I mean, it's kind of, it's funny that his impact, I mean, he was Kaz XL, and then Impact, it was William Morrissey. It's funny that now it's more impacty as a play on Big Cass to be Big Bill.
You think they just start calling him Big Cass and hope nobody notices? Like, this is the first half of it, and then they just kind of slip in Cass?
Big Bill.
Big Bill.
They could have called him Big Bass.
Big Bass, yeah. That's what they should have called him.
Oh, my God. I don't like the name. Good match. I hate the name.
Big Bill sounds like a Popeye villain. Like.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like generic. Yeah, like, we didn't have good nicknames back in the early 1900s, so his name's Bill and he's big. Let's call him Big Bill.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, he's getting a push, so maybe they'll do something with Big Bill.
Yeah, Sheed Black.
Yeah, like, Bill. Change his name.
Stay tuned, Sheed Black. You never know what's going to happen. Big Bill and Lee Moriarty won.
Of course they did. As expected.
Happy for him.
Ortiz, Eddie Kingston called out the House of Black. And then, okay, here's the thing. They're ruining Orange Cassidy now that Rampage is like the Orange Cassidy. Like, I don't want to see Orange Cassidy in the main event of Rampage or his friends in the main event. Like, just stop. You're putting him in the closing spot, not the headlining spot. The closing spot too often.
But I do think, okay, Rampage is a different animal because it's such a cold show that being in the main event might hurt him and make him seem like a smaller deal. But it is good to be, you know, consistently main eventing. It's just whom he's main eventing against, and they don't have any stories.
Who's he main event against? Trent Seven, who in WWE 2K22 in my GM mode is the cheapest wrestler to hire and add to your roster. Wow. Big get, TK. Huge signing. The wrestler that costs the least in GM mode.
This is the same company that doesn't have any creative for Miro.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
But they put Orange Cassidy here. They put him on Wednesday. They put him everywhere. God. Anyway.
With Trent Seven, who I didn't even remember. I was like, when did he leave NXT UK? I thought he was still...
I don't even know who he is.
I saw the name and I said, I know that guy from somewhere. And then when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's right. That was the guy I was on that one episode of NXT.
Wonders for Orange Cassidy.
My favorite part of this match was when they were doing the gimmick with the pockets and the mustache. And you know, Jim Ross is seething at this. And Jim Ross goes, what a euphoric moment in pro wrestling. He hated it.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy won.
As expected. I will say the first 15 minutes of the show felt like Dynamite, and then it went back to being Rampage.
And then Kip Sabian beat up Orange Cassidy while Penelope Ford held back the referee, Dustin Rhodes. And that's like, why? Why do these all end the same? We have the match that someone beats up. Oh, someone's running out of the locker room to make the same. It's the same shit week in and week out.
And they have nothing for Miro.
Yes, it's very tough.
Every week until Miro comes back, I will keep mentioning.
Like, and they wonder why Rampage viewership just keeps going down.
100%
justice for Miro.
Forget the Orange Cassidy show. Make this a Miro show. He needs to be cutting promos and being on this show, and if they could build this show around him, maybe their ratings will go up.
Yeah, Miro should have a freestyle battle against the Acclaimed.
Yeah, I'm here for this. Like, there were points that I've said on several times on this podcast, on the Wednesday podcast I used to do with Justin, where I'd say Miro is the best thing in AEW.
Miro's great.
From a creative standpoint, from a promo standpoint, the TNT there was nothing title better.
Has never recovered since he lost it.
No.
Never.
He lost the TNT title, what Carmelo Hayes was to the North America title, where it was like he was so good at being a champion. And you thought of Miro when you thought of the TNT title. And that's hard to do.
Sega Genesis $20. Saying the rumors that Miro didn't want to put over Orange Cassidy, and frankly, a behemoth with a thick accent who's out for revenge against God should not be losing to a guy who just
kicks
during his matches. Yeah,
I agree.
But get Aiden back, get CJ in there with him. Like, let's just get the gang back together.
Get God in there with him.
Yeah. She'd black Uncle Glenn, Uncle Alfred, Aunt Issa. That's cold. We're gonna.
Thank you very much.
We're gonna spice things up here in a little bit before we go off the air. We're gonna warm it up like crisscross.
Justice for Miro.
Yeah, put Miro. Hashtag put Miro on TV.
I mean, this is insane, right? Like, I feel like we led the charge with this. People originally were like, oh, you're hating on AEW. Why are you always dissing on Rampage? It's like, okay, well, first off, anything that I have to watch after I just watched 2 hours of wrestling, like, bar set a little higher than that. So you got to know, first off, know your audience, know that they just watched 2 hours of wrestling, but like they have been phoning this in more and more.
You don't have to explain yourself, Glenn. Rampage hates Rampage.
I mean, but it's crazy. Like at first, you know what? First, I'm such a mark for our audience that I'm like, maybe they're right. Maybe I do have an anti-AEW bias. And I was like,
don't let him gaslight you like that. Don't let him gaslight you like
that. This is a show that they are not putting thought into, or they're putting minimal thought. And I'm sorry, this was not a main event tonight.
You know what this is? AEW Rampage is professional wrestling. Not a lot of entertaining things, not a lot of sport, just wrestling. And they're going to wrestle, and they're going to wrestle some more for an hour. And do you know who watches professional wrestling? Nobody. People like pro wrestling, but it has to have an element of entertainment. And if AEW Rampage, you had to do that. If they made it more like Love is Blind and put them in pods to where they can cut shoot promos on each other.
Love is Blind.
And then meet on site. Maybe it'll get some ratings.
Love is Blind is the best.
I didn't watch NXT Level Up tonight. I'm going to hazard a guess that NXT Level Up tonight was better than Rampage was.
I'm going to go back and watch it just for that Silvuka finisher. And it does break my heart that SK cheated on Raven. What are you doing, SK? What are you doing?
Come on. You knew he was going to.
We thought we were going to have a lighthearted night the other night. We were flipping channels. And we turned on Boys in the Hood like 2 minutes into it. And my wife had never seen this. And she was like, oh, what's this? I'm like, oh, this is Boys in the Hood. You've never seen this. And we're watching the beginning. It was very enigmatic. I'm like, oh, that's the kid that grows up to be Doughboy. That's Ice Cube. And we're watching it about 20 minutes in. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I can't turn it off now, but I'm going to really bring down the mood tonight with how this movie ends. And so then my wife, when Ricky's like meeting with the scholarship guy in Tour of the Football, she's like, he's going to die, isn't he?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, how do you don't know that? Because I don't want to be like spoiling it. She's like, this is a movie and someone has a dream and they're going to die.
Ricky!
Oh, we watch so it like through and at the end. And at the end, I'm just like bawling. I'm doing that thing where I like put my hoodie up to like cover my face. Because I'm just like crying my eyes out. And my wife is like, I told you this is what was going to happen. And he passed the SATs, didn't he? Because we're going to find that out too.
Well, you lower your expectations and you expect Ricky to die. And then she wasn't as heartbroken when it happened.
Yeah.
And at the end, she was like, that movie. Yes. And then she was like, and Doughboy's going to die too, isn't he?
Such only a good way you'll get me to cry in a movie is a dog's purpose. That's it.
That's it. Wait a second. Boys in the Hood doesn't make you cry at the end?
No.
I don't think I've ever cried in a movie. I almost cried when I was watching Inside Out.
A Dog's Purpose, man. That movie fucked me up. Sorry for my language, but that movie messed me up. It's the only movie that's ever messed me up. Don't kill dogs, okay? That's it.
What about Marley and Me?
I'll ask you. I didn't cry, though. But, like, A Dog's Purpose, you keep seeing the dog, like, I don't want to spoil it, but you keep seeing the dog, like, it's so sad. Dogs are better than people, so of course I feel for them. People?
Kelvin Alexander. More evidence that TK can't book. He's killing his talent with inconsistent booking. Wow.
I mean, it hasn't been the best, but I would say he can't book.
Sheed Black 499. Glenn, jump, jump. I know what you're talking about. LOL. I'm old.
Crisscross will make you.
Jump, jump.
You want to cry? You want to cry? Go back and watch the reunion at the So So Def reunion concert before. And I always am confused which one of them passed away shortly after that. But seeing them like as 30-year-old men doing that was like phenomenal. One of my favorite hip hop moments ever.
Dylan says, wait, Glenn's wife was in town? Pop.
Sega Genesis, $20. To be clear, no, I'm not rich. I'm usually very frugal. These super chats and all the Black Friday shopping I just did, currently unpacking boxes while watching, are kind of therapy for me. Long story short, wow.
That's there great, you go. Sega. We love having you on the show.
That's great, yes. Sega. Thank you for that.
And growing up, I was a Sega Genesis guy. Never played Super Nintendo, ever. I think to this day, I've only played Super Nintendo like 3 or 4 times. I was always a Sega guy. Hardcore.
I mean, they had the 6-button controller before. We just talked about this in the new episode of Game Boy Smell with Jeff Gerstmann. We talked about the CES where Sega introduced the 6-button controller and Nintendo was showing off Star Fox with the SFX chip. And that was also the CES when I discovered that the AVN, the Adult Video News Expo, was going on at CES. And I was 16 and I spent like half my time there.
Yeah. And I still want to host the AVN Awards. It's going to happen.
Still going to make it happen.
That's my life's goal.
Find out which adult film star in 1993 I wanted to propose to on the latest Game Boys to Men.
You don't have to live with chronic pain. Downtown's Health can show you a better way. Joint pain, back pain, pain that sits and waits. Downtown's Health offers an alternative with physical and regenerative therapy. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.
So, interesting night for wrestling. Tomorrow, there's so much wrestling tomorrow.
Yep.
Issa, what's going on tomorrow?
There's a Ring of Honor pay-per-view, Remember to Dismember in December, Battle, I don't know the name. And then we have Deadline from NXT.
And the award for Cougar of the Year goes to Magdalene St. Michaels. Oh, look who it is!
Oh, no. What? Aloha.
Aloha. Are you in Hawaii?
You know, mentally, Issa, I am in Hawaii. Hawaii is a state of mind. On 3 of my 7 honeymoons, I went to Hawaii. Mainly because I was able to convince my wife to pay at the time. They said, Uncle Howdy, where do you want to go? I'm footing the bill. And I said, baby, Let's go to Hawaii.
Amazing.
Which island?
I know. Did you go to? I've been to all the islands, the Big Island, Maui, Honolulu. It's a good time. Been to that.
No wonder why you're broke.
Well, Uncle Howdy gets by on the kindness of strangers. We've established this.
Yes.
You know? You do what you got to do to make ends meet.
Look a little more tan, Uncle Howdy. You look great.
Well, you know, you spend enough time in the islands. And, well, we won't get into it. Let's just say I can't go back.
Yeah, talk to me about spending time in islands, please. I might be an expert at that subject.
I can't go back. I may have transported a package or two for the wrong people. And they might be looking for me still, because let's just say that package never reached its destination. I may have smoked it. But let's not get into it. Uncle Howdy can't go back to the islands. It was lovely. Absolutely lovely. Good time. But I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late. I was at Applebee's after the show.
What'd you order?
Well, you know, the Oreo shake, much like the song. You know, get the Bourbon Street steak and the Oreo shake. It's a good time. And I tried at the bar. I'll tell you, Uncle Howdy struck out tonight. I tried though. Every time I went to the bar, I went, "Hey, baby, why don't we have like
apple?" Because you ordered the night. Oreo shake.
That get the Bourbon Street steak and the Oreo shake. Two straws.
No, that's a soft drink order, Uncle Howdy. If I'm at the bar and I see you ordering that, I'm gonna think that you're childish, and I'm not gonna go for it. So yeah. You sabotage yourself, buddy.
You need like
Uncle Howdy. I'll just say this: Uncle Howdy appreciates a woman who appreciates an Oreo shake. I'll say no more.
Next time, Uncle Howdy, you got to go to Applebee's with me. I could be your wingman, and we could meet some nice, seasoned ladies at Applebee's, and I think you'll really like them.
I'm looking for wife number 8, actively.
See, that's Uncle what you got to do. You got to flex
some more nieces and nephews, not children, but nieces and nephews that he can borrow money from. Thank you. It's a good time. Always a good time at Applebee's. But I tried to get LA Knight to go with me. Like I've said, I want him to be my nephew. I'm a little over Bray. Bray's a little too good for his uncle. Can't load his uncle, you know, $500 just to get him by, get him to the next city.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to pay him back. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. We'll be watching you.
I got a tip on a horse. And when that horse comes in.
Horses are terrible people. Do not trust horses.
Well, you tell me that now after I've lost a small fortune at the track. But this next one, I think, is going to be the one.
Okay.
I think it's going
to be $500 you said you've got on these horses.
You know, Uncle Howdy just likes to place the bets, spread them around. But I got a tip. Got a tip about a horse, a jockey. It's going to be a good time. But tonight, I'm here, Alfred. I was asked by someone, and they said, could you help us with a paternity test? And I said, Uncle Howdy ain't taking no paternity test. Been burned by that one a few dozen times. But they said, can you help us deliver the results? We have some DNA of Byron Saxton. And we have some of your DNA, Alfred. I don't want to talk about how I came into possession of your DNA or Byron's
DNA.
No.
Please talk about it.
No, that's very private information that I would rather it not be shared.
Probably for the best. Alfred, I've heard you've left your DNA all over Southern California, though.
You tour
and do these comedy shows.
It's everywhere. It's in Southern California. It's in Northern California. It's in between. It's on the back of West California. It's everywhere.
So I have the DNA results, and Alfred, it does need to confirm that Byron Saxton is your father.
Yes! I knew it! You heard it here first. Uncle Howdy does not lie. The rumors are true, and it's been confirmed. Daddy, I'm coming home! Byron Saxton will be in Inglewood, California. There will be a reunion. I will be crying.
It's the reaction for me.
Sheet Black is saying, Uncle Howdy, a short order mudslide. Here's the thing. Uncle Howdy is a little bit of a lightweight when it comes to the alcohol.
Wow.
And the last time I drank, I woke up in a bathtub full of ice, and I think I'm missing a kidney. I don't have health insurance, so I can't get that confirmed.
That's happened to all of us, Uncle Howdy. You doesn't mean you stop drinking because of that. Please.
You know, the liquor makes me lose control. So does the music. The music makes me lose control as well.
Same. But it also makes the people come together.
It's true. You put me in a disco and someone starts playing, Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out, and Uncle Howdy has to hit the dance floor.
Oh, is that your jam, Uncle Howdy?
You know, it is. I've walked around singing I'm Coming Out the better part of the last 40 years. People misinterpreted that for a while. And I'm like, no, like the Diana Ross song. Like the Diana Ross song. That's how I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
It's okay to come out, Uncle Howdy. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a new world. It's a very progressive world.
Yeah.
Uncle Howdy's open-minded. I just want to make it clear. But, you know, I've got a bit of a problem, and that's that I love the ladies. Perhaps a little too much. A little too much.
That's my weakness. So we've got to go to Malpabee's. Your opening line, you should tell these women, you should be like, does your sister have any kids? And if the answer is yes, then you could say that you could be their uncle, and then that might be a match.
That could work. It's solid. I like that.
They're brothers, too. You know, not just the sisters. The brothers could have kids, too. As long as you're an uncle.
So that's the key. Don't want to do direct support. Looking for people to support Uncle Howdy. That is the goal.
Uncle Howdy, you've got to keep them at a distance. You know, you tell them about your seven wives and that you're in demand and you're pre-selected by women, but you're not giving them pregnant, you know? That'll keep them running after you.
Well, I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. Much like the song I Get Around. That was my anthem in the 90s. Tupac and the Digital Underground.
She black is red. I will be getting free WrestleMania tickets for sure, since I have family in the country, which it's been confirmed on this podcast.
Oh, Uncle Howdy's not touching that one, Dylan Matthews.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's right.
It was good. You liked SmackDown tonight? You liked the Uncle Howdy appearance? I was hanging out in the locker room.
I don't think that was you.
Well, you know, I was actually going through the pockets of some of the wrestlers trying to put together a little scratch for my bets at the track. But, you know, ran into LA Knight and just, you know, what happened.
So you should have been on Raw. There was a lot of money on Monday Night. Yeah. There's no money on SmackDown, buddy. Come on.
Got to get booked for Raw.
You don't have to get booked for Raw. You're Uncle Howdy. You sneak in there.
Yeah. Oh,
we need you in the third hour.
Yeah, that's true. It's a long show. But you know, we'll see what we can do this weekend. Got to figure out what to do this weekend. Got to figure out how to just make it to the next town. I'm a rambling man. I like to ramble. The road is my home.
Wow.
Uncle Howdy, I hear you're going to be in the WrestleMania main event. Is there any truth to these rumors?
You know, there's a lot of rumors about Uncle Howdy. And let's just say that maybe a good 50% are true. But don't believe the rest. Don't believe the hype, as P.E. would say.
Oh, my God.
It's nice to see you, though, both tonight. Alfred, congratulations on confirming who your father is. Issa, you look lovely as always.
Thank you, Uncle Howdy.
Thank you for bringing me closer to my family. I cannot thank you enough, and I owe you a drink at Applebee's.
Uncle Howdy puts smiles on faces. That's really, I'm an entertainer. That's really what I was born to do. But unfortunately, time has passed me by. I wanted to be big in the world of tap dance. But, you know, I was born 40 years too late for that. And there's just not much demand for a tap dancing Uncle Howdy here in the year 2022.
Yeah. There's a super chat for you, Uncle Howdy.
Oh, Sheet Black's asking, am I Saxon's daddy and Alfred's grandfather? Sheet, you can't prove anything. And even if you could, my wages are already so garnished. There's nothing left to take.
We've got to take that test, too, because I will see to it that I get what I'm owed.
Well, you're not going to get anything from Uncle Howdy based on what we know.
Uncle Howdy has learned to keep his DNA to himself.
Wow. Can you teach Alfred?
Sharing is caring.
There was a time Uncle Howdy was just spreading his DNA all over the USA, like the Johnny Appleseed, but of seed. Everywhere I went.
Ew.
skeet, skeet, skeet across the USA. It was like that scene in Silence of the Lambs. I was just flinging it at people. But times have changed, and Uncle Howdy has changed with those times. I'm more sensitive now. I'm more woke, as it were.
My dog.
Can we get one more skeet, skeet, skeet before we get to the podcast?
Yeah. Skeet, skeet. That was my thing with the tap dancing. Uncle Howdy skeet, skeet, skeets while he taps his sweet feet.
Oh my, what is happening?
Too late for the tap dancing, though. Oh, if tap dancing comes back, Uncle Howdy's got a good vocation, good thing to fall back on. Do a little soft shoe, it's lovely. But as always, thank you for having me on this podcast. Miss Matt Morgan, Russo, and that Sean Ross Sapp. But you all are pretty okay as well.
Thank you.
Good times. Thank you for having me, and I'll probably see you back here next week.
Bye.
I need to go hitch a ride to Buffalo. Take care.
Skeet, skeet, Uncle Howdy.
Oh, that Uncle Howdy. Oh.
Wait a minute.
No attention to the man behind the curtain.
Does this invalidate the testing results?
No, not at all. Please.
It better not.
Get those WrestleMania tickets first. Come on.
Speaking of testing, get tested by my sponsor, Let's Get Checked, my sponsor over at Pro Wrestling Bits, and my next bit will be out tomorrow morning. Let's Get Checked. I'll get 25% off.
What are you getting checked for?
Testosterone levels. You can get checked for diabetes. You can check for STDs. You know, I'm going to take an STD test and hopefully come back clean. I took it one last year. It was completely clean. And so this year, you can get tested for anything. 25% off.
Wait, what's that website? Uncle Howdy has had this burning sensation that needs to get checked out.
You need to go to Let's Get Checked. Let me pull up the website for you. Let'sgetchecked.com, all one word.
And this is completely anonymous? They won't, contact any...
100% anonymous.
What's your code, Alfred? Uncle Howdy needs a discount.
It's Wrestling25 for 25% off.
25.
Wrestling25.
Uncle Howdy's got a lot to get tested for. Uncle Howdy made his way around the USA for the better part of the last 4 years.
We'll take care of you. We'll make sure you're nice and healthy. And if it's burning, they'll take care of that too.
Well, there you go.
No, they won't. Don't let him know. They're not taking care of that burning sensation.
They'll take care of it remotely. They'll tell you exactly what you need to do and where you need to go. Not that I've dealt with that, which I have not.
Sheed Black saying Glenn is the Wizard of Oz in some ways.
Behind the curtain.
Well, this was fun. Tomorrow night, Issa and I are going to cover NXT Deadline.
I truly wish I could join you guys, but
Alfred, stop.
Comedy calls.
Living in the future, Alfred. See, I don't need to go to clubs to do my comedy. I can just do it right here on this podcast, right.
Get all of this podcast.
Well, as always, follow Issa at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva with a one. Follow Alfred Conowat. This is Nasty. Follow me at Glenn Rubenstein. Have a good night, everyone. We will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Do you suffer from chronic hip, knee, or shoulder pain? Avoid drug dependency and surgery with Downtown's Healthcare in Denver. Downtown's Healthcare offers regenerative therapies that stimulate the body's self-healing process. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.